Blackstone Audio presents The Brazen Bride by Stephanie Lawrence. Chapter 1. December the 10th, 1822. 1 o'clock in the morning, on the deck of the Eloise Legere, the English Channel. Hell hath no greater fury than the cataclysmic storms that raked the English Channel in winter. With elemental tempest raging about him, Major Logan Monteith leapt back from the slashing blade of a Black Cobra cult assassin, raising his sabre to counter the second assassin strike, using his dirk clutched in his left fist to fend off the first attacker's probing knife. Logan suspected he'd be learning about the afterlife all too soon. Winds howled, waves crashed, water sluiced across the deck in a hissing spate. The night was blacker than Hades, the driving rain a blurring veil. Falling back a step, Logan swiped water from his eyes. As one, the assassin surged, beating him back towards the prow. Blades met, steel ringing on steel, sparks flaring, pinpricks of brightness in the engulfing dark. Abruptly, the deck canted. All three combatants desperately fought for balance. The ship, a Portuguese merchantman bound for Portsmouth, was in trouble. Logan had been forced to join its crew 5 days before, when, on reaching Lisbon, he discovered the town crawling with cultists. Battered by pounding waves, buffeted and tossed on the storm-wracked sea, as the deck levelled, the ship wallowed and swung, no longer held into the wind. Whether the rudder had broken or the captain had abandoned the wheel, Logan couldn't tell. He couldn't spare the time to squint through the rain-drenched dark at the bridge. Instinct and experience kept his eyes locked on the men facing him. There'd been a third, but Logan had accounted for him in the first rush. The body was gone, claimed by the rabbit.